As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes, but really we're going to start with the big story of the day in just a couple of seconds. We're also going to talk some Falcons draft, let you hear a little bit of what Greg Cosell had to say about some of the potential Falcons draft picks at 15 in about 20 minutes from right now. Talk to Greg Cosell about as many prospects as we could on Friday on the show. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open. The real big story of the day is that the Hawks have fired Landry Fields.
Yes.
Landry Fields no longer the general manager of the Hawks after... It's hard to even say like how long he was the GM.
I don't know, because
like a couple years, but then he kind of took over. He was with Schlenk, and then Schlenk moved to the president, and then Landry. So I don't know. I don't know how long it's actually been, but he's no longer the GM of the Hawks.
Yeah, it goes back, and you know, talking, you know, when it first come down, is this a scapegoat thing? Is this new direction? Because we talked about how do you get out of where your team is. I don't want my team to be in the plan. Well, help your general manager out so he can get better players to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There were certain instances, certain times where you had opportunities to maybe make this team better, and you let all that just go away. The exception with the Collins thing, wanting to get up under this apron and all that other crap, that meaning that you don't want to pay any extra.
Without getting into all of the weeds of what a mid-level exception and all that kind of stuff, every chance they've had to not spend money,
they do it.
They've done it.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they're giving these guys contracts. It's the NBA. You have to pay 90% of the salary cap in order to be compliant with the collective bargaining agreement. So they have money spent, because every team in the NBA has money spent. What we're talking about is when you get a mid-level exception in a trade, which could allow you to spend a little bit more money untaxed, you don't do it. Or even being willing to go into the luxury tax to try to get a player. But here's the difference, though, or here's the thing I always say to that is, guys have to want to come here also.
That is so true.
It's a two-way street.
That's
like,
so true.
You can't, like, people are always like, oh, he's not willing to spend. He's not willing. Who should he have spent on?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the guy that they had in your, and I'm not talking to you, and I'm just talking to the people that sort of scream this from the mountaintops whenever we criticize the organization and Tony Ressler specifically. Who's the guy that was going to come here that didn't, because they didn't spend money on him? I don't remember ever hearing about any free agents that were about to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, it's between the Hawks and these guys. But these guys are willing to give me a little bit more money than the – I don't ever remember that. So
when's the last time that happened for this? Was it Joe Johnson?
Got to be.
Yeah. Was it Joe the last time? They went out and went spent money. And Joe was with Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with Phoenix. Uh-huh. And he comes over. And then in the desperation, they had to max him out because all the free agents were gone that summer and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But no, I think, you know, that this is going to be the interesting when we find out who this president is going to be. Is it going to be within, you know, as far as, is it a Coach Quinn type situation? Because they did give him stuff that we don't probably know about what was negotiated when he decided to take this job.
Yeah, the rumor was always that Quinn Snyder took the job with, like, the wink, wink, nudge, nudge that he had a little bit more power than the average coach, mm-hmm. right? Like, you're going to get me to come off the beach to take over this organization in the middle of the year
yes.
after you fired this guy and then you had this guy as the interim. And all right, remember, like, at first, maybe he was just going to observe?
Yes.
And like, then he was like, no, I'm actually going to coach.
No, I'm a coach.
Like, that whole situation was messy, as a lot of them have been. Like, that's the thing. Like, if there's any consistency over the tenure of the wrestler ownership, it's kind of been an impatient, inconsistent consistency,
yeah.
right? Like
yeah.
every once in a while, like even dating back to like the Dwight Howard, Al Horford stuff, like the firings and hirings of different coaches and assistants are brought in to then take over midseason. And then Schlenk is here and it sounds like they got into a big disagreement over DeJounte. Did they want him? Did they not want
because
him?
Schlenk wanted DeJounte. He just didn't want to give up what you had to give up.
He liked the idea of it.
The
and
idea.
Then, yeah, when like the terms were presented, he was like, well, that sounds like a lot
right.
for him. He's a good player, but that sounds like a lot to give up. That might hamstring us in the future. And they were like, shut up. Paraphrasing, we're doing it. Give them all those picks. This guy's the difference between us, where we are, and where we want to go.
Right.
Turns out Travis Schlenk was right
yes.
about that situation.
Yes.
So yeah, again, just one of the many examples of. And again, I like an owner that gets impatient with mediocrity. I like that.
Yeah.
I like not wanting to be in the play-in round 4 years in a row.
Is there an owner who wants to be in it?
That wants to be what?
The play-in.
I think the Bulls. I think Jerry Reinsdorf's perfectly.
He don't care.
Doesn't
oh yeah,
care.
Yeah, he's dead.
I think he doesn't.
He's the White Sox. He's the White Sox owner.
I think there's a number of owners across professional sports that couldn't care less if their team wins or loses,
right?
Because of the checks that come in either way. And then if they finally get pushed out, they sell the team for a gigantic profit that they bought the team for X amount of years ago. I mean, I think Tony Wrestler legitimately wants to win, but if he does. Got to do more than, they built a beautiful practice facility in Brookhaven.
It's beautiful.
They upgraded State Farm, which is awesome. They're building that new multi-use thing across the street, which is going to be good, where the Gulch was, and now they're calling it Centennial Yards, so that'll be cool when that's finished. It's all going to be a really nice piece of real estate
for a who,
down there.
For what? What does he do?
Who?
The owner of the team?
He's got some real estate interests. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, that's going to be a really nice part of his portfolio.
Exactly. Yeah.
So look, man, this guy bought the Hawks for like less than $1 billion
yes.
like 10 years ago. The Hawks are probably worth 3.5 or 4
yes.
now, just based on the valuation of other franchises in
and
basketball.
Then what's that place called?
You add Centennial Yards.
Yeah, because that's going
to
be a part of the sale, right?
Yeah, it's all together.
He's digging it for a reason, right?
He's smart. And I'll give you, here's the thing.
Digging it for a reason.
Here's the thing. Like when we talk about like organizations and all that, we're just talking about the basketball operations
yes.
part of the organization.
There's so much more.
Just like when we talk about the Falcons, we're just talking about the football operations part of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons are a really nice organization.
Mm-hmm.
Like Arthur Blank does a really nice job with all of the stuff that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Except for winning football games.
Yeah, and which is the most important
thing. Which is the part we care about.
Yeah, which is the most important thing.
To us.
Yes.
It certainly is.
Yes.
And the guys
yes.
that play, for sure. And I think to Arthur Blank, too. But there's owners that it's not the most important thing for. There's owners that are fine. Like, all right, we're doing pretty good. This thing's worth 5 times more than it was when I bought it. So I'm good.
Right.
My yacht is refueled.
We talked last week about how much it takes to take care of you.
And I'm going on vacation in places you guys never heard of.
Yes.
So, yeah, it'd be cool if we won some games, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the next
when you criticize the organization, all we're criticizing is the basketball operations
yes.
portion of
how,
the organization.
How fast do you think they want to get this hired?
God, you'd have to think.
At least before the draft.
Before the draft.
Yeah, at least before the draft.
Before free agency.
Yeah.
Well, the free agency is after the draft. So, yeah, so but, before the draft, so they've got the playoffs to do it.
Right. And so is it one of those situations where you go to find where do you go president shopping at?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know.
Where do you go president shopping at?
The best ones, we named some of them in the last segment, like the ones that have had the most success historically, were in the organization already. They earned their way
that's
up to
what,
the top.
Meaning, is that guy here? Is the guy already here?
Or like you're the Utah Jazz and you bring Danny Ainge back home because he had been in Boston, but he wanted to be in Utah.
Yeah, so is there somebody, because Danny Ainge is their guy. Is there a guy that's what I'm saying. I can't think about it off the top
this
of my head.
This is the hard part about.
Like, is there somebody in the San Antonio Spurs organization or in the Oklahoma City organization that is not necessarily a president, but like GM or assistant GM or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But also, is that somebody who you want to take from being the assistant to being the guy?
Exactly.
Like, because that's such a hard jump.
Because you look at it, Bunk, is he a guy that's say his name's out there for general manager jobs? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a couple that are open right now. Is he a guy where you look at him like, okay, or do you want a guy that has actually ran a franchise?
I want a guy who's actually run a franchise.
Okay, so there's two things behind that. One, why is he not with the franchise? And two,
that's the hard
can you go take somebody's?
Right. That's, yeah. No.
That's the thing about it. Is like, why is this guy out here?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Say, for instance, the guy from Denver, David Griffin, David Griffin, right?
Okay.
Who just got fired from New Orleans, right?
Yes.
He's been a president of basketball operations multiple places.
Why? But exactly. He's done the job.
Well, I know why he's not the president there anymore.
Because they stink.
Yeah, they suck.
Yes.
And he just lost a trade to the Hawks.
Yes.
So you're going to hire, again, I'm not saying that that's their guy or anything like that, but that they just got fired for getting bamboozled by you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
that's what I'm saying? Like, where do you go? That's why they got the firm. That's why they got the firm, Bunk.
You also get that.
That's why they got the firm.
That's why they got the firm.
That's what
the firm's for.
Yeah.
To go president shopping.
Yeah.
What are you guys looking for?
Presidents. Presidents.
Huh. Because again, even in this organization's history, the last couple that I can remember, Travis Schlenk was a GM, got promoted to team president.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Bud had been the coach, won a bunch of games. They got president of basketball operations.
Who was Bud's GM?
God.
I know Schlenk at the end before he left.
Was Danny Ferry at one point?
I know Danny was here. I don't know if he was under Bud, though. But
there's
anyway.
There's a gap that I'm not accounting
for. Would you bring Danny Ferry back?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Would you bring Danny Ferry back?
I would not.
Okay.
No,
there you have it.
No, I would not.
I'm probably not the right one to ask.
But no, I'm asking. The reason I say that because he's the guy that's been one.
Right.
Yeah, he's been one. Yeah. Like,
but I don't think you can do that.
Can you convince Grant Hill to be the president?
Yeah, his name actually popped into my mind.
Okay.
I don't think so. If I'm Grant.
Ain't Grant like part of the ownership around here?
Yeah, and he's on U.S. basketball stuff, and he was at the Masters looking fresh. I think Grant loves his life.
Do you go get a Colangelo? A Colangelo.
Is an extra Colangelo around?
I don't know.
Somewhere?
It might be. Do you go get one of those guys?
Yeah, I don't know. These are difficult questions. It's hard to know where you find the guy because normally you find the guy because he earns it, right? Like the Brad Stevens thing in Boston, he was doing like clearly good at being a leader, right? Comes from Butler, goes to Boston, does well as the head coach, didn't win a championship, but was doing a good job. They move him into the front office as the team president. They've done nothing but win at an even higher level since they do that. Danny Ainge was there before. Now he's in Utah. Funny enough, seems like things are kind of falling into place in Utah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got somehow even BYU's good because Danny Ainge, and I know he went to BYU, but Danny Ainge is such a good president of basketball operations that his college that's in the same state is now good at basketball.
Yeah, man. Like it's looking up in Utah, baby.
But here's the thing. Like when you think of great presidents of basketball operations, you can think of them, right? Mm-hmm. Like Jerry West and Pat Riley and like because there's not that many, you know? Like the great ones, there's good ones that you don't know about. They do well, whatever, and then they're kind of out of the job. But the ones that are great are pillars, and they never leave.
What's the guy on ESPN that was with the Warriors?
Yeah,
all those years?
Bob Myers.
Bob Myers.
Pay him.
We found it.
That's a home run idea.
We solved it,
dude. He fixed the Commanders.
Yes, go get him.
He was one of their little consultant. He was a consultant with them last year.
There you go. There it is.
Look at your net worth is Googleable.
Yes.
Wrestler, we know you got it.
Yes.
Go throw every Brinks truck in Georgia at Bob Myers.
Look at that.
And let him fix it.
Look at that.
It took us an hour, Randy. It took us an hour.
Right.
They didn't even have to pay us.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, because when you start talking about who the hell has been a like, or, because he was with the Warriors all those times.
Yeah.
All those years. And now,
he was.
What's his name? Who's
Dunleavy.
Dunleavy Jr. is the guy now.
He's doing a pretty good job, too.
Yes, he is. It's hard to mess that up.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's kind of hard to mess up Steph Curry.
I hope they got Jimmy, and now look how good they are.
Yeah, it's hard to mess up Steph Curry.
No, you're right. You're right.
But I'm just saying, like, Bob Myers, there you go right there. Done it. Won championships doing it.
We just fixed it.
Yes.
We told you we would. It took an hour.
Give him the money.
What are we calling ourselves?
We just call it Andy and Randy. Andy and Randy Inc.
Andy and Randy Consulting.
Inc.
Inc.
I want Inc. on the back of
Incorporated.
It. Yeah.
Can we be Andy and Randy Consulting Incorporated?
That's perfect.
Perfect.
But I want to be Inc. though.
Okay. Consulting Inc.
Yeah. Like, Inc. sounds cooler.
Bob Myers.
There it is.
Just go get him.
Sounds good, don't it?
But like you could.
Yeah. He's out there.
He's a human being who's done it.
What's the other guy? Marks.
Yeah. Bobby Marks.
Bobby Marks.
Yeah.
Those guys.
I want Bob. Bob, find a Bob.
Yeah.
Get you a Bob.
Find a damn Bob.
Bob Myers. God, that'd be great. All right. We'll come back. Falcons draft, first round, the NFL draft, the Falcons are a part of it, is later on this week. We'll talk about who they may take. We'll let you hear a little bit from Greg Cosell. He was with us on Friday breaking down some prospects as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In the game. All right, we looked it up.
Yep.
We see what it's going to cost. Bob Myers had been making like $8 million.
Yes.
When he was the GM of the Warriors.
Yes.
That's what he was pulling in annually.
Yes.
Pat Riley, according to this thing I Googled, which I'm sure is right, was right around 11.
Yes.
Or is right around 11. I'm sure there's some more for Pat because he's got all kinds of different responsibilities.
Pat Riley, let's go with.
He's the Heat.
Yes. Pat, yeah. But more than anything, Pat runs Miami.
He does.
Like, he knows everybody, and everybody knows Pat.
Well, just think about what he's done for that organization since he's taken it over. Like, the Heat were kind of just a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took it over, and now they are, I mean, I don't know, are they the number one franchise in Miami?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Florida just did. Florida won a Stanley Cup. But, yeah, no, Miami is the standard.
Even they surpassed the Dolphins at some point.
It's a Dolphins town.
Right.
But you know, no, the Heat are the...
But the Heat are the thing.
Yes.
And that's Pat did that.
Yes.
So it's hard to kind of, you know, but that's what a president can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a president of basketball operations can do. But that's what I'm saying. If Bob Myers was making 8 in Golden State.
Give him 12.
Give him 12.
Yeah, give him 12.
There you go.
I mean, that just seems like it is, but that, for me, that's just too easy. You know what I mean? Like, go get Bob Myers for an owner that don't want to spend no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't want to spend money, doesn't want to be in the play-in.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be in the play-in, but I don't want to spend any money. Now, I don't have the paper in front of me, but I would like to see how many teams are in the actual playoffs right now who spend money. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily are in the – because we know that the worst of all is Phoenix.
Yeah,
you know, they're they had aprons that ain't even been invented yet. All right? You know, they ain't ass-out aprons.
Yeah,
right? Most aprons are ass-out, but never mind. But you know what I'm saying.
But their ass is out.
Yes.
And they're out of the playoffs, too.
Because
they didn't even make the
playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs. You're with the Hawks right now. The biggest thing you got to figure out now, obviously, the dude who he is what's going to be the structure. Is he going to keep this general manager? Okay, Bob Myers worked with him in Golden State. Exactly. So they know each other. So,
by the way, like this, Randy and I just invented this Bob Myers thing 10 minutes ago.
Yes, we did.
And now we're running with it. Don't take this as
please don't.
Shams said anything.
No.
We're just thinking this might be a good idea.
But my thing is right here. Okay, you got those two work together in Golden State. Where's that lead coach Quinn?
Probably can work with them.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's always one of the things when you bring in front office guys when there's when there's a head coach in place.
Sure.
It's always like,
Bob Myers was there when he took over. They had a coach who had some success, and then they felt like they needed something to get them over the top, so he moved on from Mark Jackson and got Steve Kerr.
Yes.
So maybe he comes in and sees how it goes with Quinn Snyder for a couple of years. If it goes great, you keep him. If not, you move on and – you get your own Steve Kerr. Like, that's the hard part of all of this is, like, when you're daydreaming about replacing a president of basketball operation or any sort of leadership in your organization, we're talking about Pat Riley and Steve Kerr.
Yes, yes,
we're talking about R.C.
Yes,
Buford in San Antonio and Greg Popovich. Yes. Like, you just immediately default to the greats of the era you watch.
Why we got to start?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Aim high.
Go for it.
Aim
like,
high.
Tony Russell is one of the richest owners in basketball.
Yeah.
Go get it. Like my great friend John Turkey always said, go take somebody.
Take somebody.
Yeah, go take him to ESPN.
Sure. ESPN. He's on TV.
He's on TV.
He doesn't want to argue with Kendrick Perkins.
You don't want to sit there with Kendrick Perkins and him.
No.
Side eye, he be looking at Perk like, what the hell are you talking about?
He must have come down here and do a weekly hit with you and me. That's what he wants to do.
Oh, boy. We have Bob Lit. We have Bob Liddy on
the show. So, Bob, tell us about.
And we're going to call him. When you talk up to a Bob, you have to say that. So, Bob.
So, Bob.
Yeah. Just like that. So, Bob.
Favorite Bob, neighbor Bob?
Oh, yeah. I love neighbor Bob. I was hanging out with neighbor Bob yesterday.
Yeah, neighbor Bob's great.
Yes, love neighbor Bob.
Who's my favorite Bob? Yeah. Bob. Probably Robert Ory. Big Shot Bob. That's the second Robert Ory reference of the day today, too.
That is, too.
By the way.
Yeah, yeah. Bob.
I don't know many Bobs. My grandpa had a brother named Bob, but he died when I was like two.
Your grandpa.
So he was like my great uncle.
Your great uncle.
Great uncle Bob.
Okay.
But he died.
Don't you got a Bob? No, it's Doug. That's Douglas Tree, right?
Yeah, it's my other uncle that died. You just want to talk about all my dead uncles?
No, I was just saying. I'm trying to say, okay, because when you said Bob, I was like, Never mind.
I think they buried Bob. Traditional.
They buried Doug, actually.
Yeah, well, after they turned him into, he's fertilizer. It's my favorite uncle.
I love him. No, I love him.
You never met him. Make fun of him being a tree
sometimes. I'm not making fun. I asked a question.
Okay.
It's a question that was being asked.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, that's a Bob that I knew. Maybe there's a Doug they could get. I don't know.
But there's got to be.
Doug Collins.
Another guy. But we're talking more like anything. I know we're talking about Bob Myers, but basketball guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A basketball guy. Go get one of those dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I said Grant Hill, but you're right. He does do a lot of stuff with you. And he's tied here somehow.
Now, I'm not saying that that's not a good idea.
Because then Dumars has got hired.
Joe Dumars did just get hired.
He got hired to the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isaiah Thomas. No.
No thanks. now we've got into the bad ideas list. But like, hey, let's not discount the possibility of it. He's been one.
I'm sure they know each other.
Sure they do.
I'm sure
he works at NBA TV, so exactly. He's around.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be the one that laughs at that, and then next week he's hired, and we get to interview him. And
yes. It's like, Kenny Smith. Kenny got some GM looks.
I mean, yeah, Kenny.
But Kenny's
he's going to ESPN though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just whoever it is, make him good and win a championship. All right. The Falcons have the 15th pick on Thursday. We had an opportunity to talk to Greg Cosell on Friday, one of our favorite guys, draft analysts, breaking down film, getting ready for draft day. Let's hear from him talking about Mike Green, who is the edge rusher from Marshall that I've seen on a lot of lists, a lot of mock drafts, a lot of interest potentially, seemingly from the Falcons. Here's what Greg Cosell had to say about Mike Green when we asked him.
I like Mike Green. I like Mike Green a lot. In fact, obviously, the issue that would be discussed in draft meetings is level of competition. They did play Ohio State. He played very, very well. I think Green, of all the edge rushers in this draft class, Nick Scowerton would fit in that role as well, has the most tools in his toolbox. You know, one of the things you notice with a lot of college edge rushers who are very athletic is they don't really have a lot of tools in their toolbox. They don't really have a pass rush arsenal. They just rely on athleticism. And you can't just rely on athleticism in the NFL. You're not just going to run by offensive tackles in the NFL. So I thought Green had a pretty diversified pass rush repertoire. I think watching him through a game, you see that he has a plan of how to attack offensive tackles. The number one thing, and I've learned this from speaking to offensive tackles, the number one thing that you have to be able to do is you have to have a power game. If you don't have a power game, it's really hard to be a consistently good pass rusher. And he's got that short stroke power game, and it kind of starts there. He's able to do that. But I really liked Mike Green. Now some people are going to look at arm length, which has become a very big thing. His arms are not long. So that could be a detriment. But just watching his tape, I enjoyed watching his tape.
Yeah, glowing review from Cosell on Mike Green. Again, a name that it wouldn't surprise me to hear the Falcons draft him at 15. Just given, you know, their seeming interest in him and where he's being projected and all that. I guess it would surprise me to hear the Falcons draft any edge rusher.
Yes.
Because we've been wanting to do it for years.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we won't have time to get to the audio. We'll get to some more of Greg Cosell's breakdowns on guys throughout the week. But Josh Kendall, The Athletic, the Falcons beat reporter for The Athletic, did his final mock draft today. And he moved back a couple times, traded back a couple times, mm-hmm. I think to 22nd or something like that. And he had the Falcons taking Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College.
Yes.
I did not know this. I learned this reading this article. Everybody talks about Mike Green and the 17 sacks. Ezeraku had 16 and a half. He was second in college football last year. 16 and a half sacks, a lot of sacks.
Yeah, it is. Especially, and we talked to Coastal about that, and GC, and he was talking about he's more of a situational, like, edge rusher. I don't like situations in first round. First round of situations don't go well with me.
I just didn't know his situation at Boston College had him getting 16 and a half sacks.
But now,
sacks
if he can go situationally and get you 10 sacks, that's good.
That's a good situation.
That's a good situation
to be
in. When I ain't into the situation.
Just rotational. You need a guy that can play out there a lot.
They're in rotation, but I need him to be out there.
Number one.
Yes, I need him to be. I need you to sub in for him.
Good track record of Boston College draft picks in the first round.
Yeah, Matt Ryan.
Chris Lindstrom. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
not that that has anything to do with it, but
no, but he's a good damn football player. I don't want to minimize anything by saying he's a situational guy. You just look at maybe because the size and how big he is and everything. People thought, and this is the name that GC brought up on Friday, people thought that Robert Mathis was a situational player. This dude was a hellraiser off that edge.
Yeah.
A straight up hellraiser. And he wasn't no bigger than, no.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean.
That's the kind of situations we need.
Yeah, but for everyone.
Hellraisers.
For every.
War daddies.
Yeah, but for every Robert Mathis, there's somebody that's not
right.
Him.
Right.
You know,
and that's why they care about the size.
Yes. Yeah.
Robert Mathis is an outlier at his size.
Yes. God almighty, dude was good as hell.
Yeah.
But that's when GC was talking about, you know, the kid out of he has a pass rush plan, meaning because he's been playing for a long time. So he doesn't have to and you're still developing when you come up here. But a lot of times these young pass rushers, the first thing that they always want to do is beat you with speed and athleticism. You don't have a go-to. That's why when he was talking about, you know, running down the middle of a tackle.
Yeah.
A tackle wants you to run down the middle of him. I mean, he ain't got to do nothing but grab you.
That's what he was talking about with Shamar Stewart.
Yeah, that's all he got to do is grab you. Mm-hmm. Come on down here. But the getting on the edge and bending that hoop is vital.
Plenty more draft talk as the week goes on. Of course, the first round of the NFL draft is coming up on Thursday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your home for the first round of the NFL draft and the entire draft between April 24th at 7 p.m. You got Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows. It's all brought to you by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. The NFL draft starting on April 24th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. We'll get to your AMA questions. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929 after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Basically what it is.
Glad you asked on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There it is. Brought to you by Ride From The Heart, ridefromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Handful of phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll get to the couple folks that are on there in just a minute as well. Another name came to mind during the break.
Uh-huh.
Elton Brand,
potentially. He's been a president. He's in the back because Daryl Morey came in and it's like, nah, I got this partner.
Yeah, he's, quote, more behind the scenes.
I got this partner.
But apparently still works for the 76ers. I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that he had been the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers and that he had been a part of that front office. I didn't know that he still was. So why don't you come on down here and have a front-facing role, you know?
I mean, is there
Elton Brand, team president? Doesn't seem bad to me.
Is there another Nike guy that can get us Ja Morant or somebody?
I'm sure there's plenty of Nike guys.
Is there a Nike guy that's been knowing these guys since they were teenagers?
So just so we're...
No, even better. Is there an Adidas guy so you can get Anthony Edwards here?
Well, Trey, they dumped Trey, so they can't get an Adidas guy here.
I said, so you can go get Anthony Edwards.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but that thought process is we should do what the Mavericks did.
Yes. Oh, no. We don't want that kind of smoke.
So we need us a Nico?
We don't want that kind of smoke.
No, but that an Adidas guy. I don't know. I used to work with a guy named Francis Williams that worked for Adidas, and then he got hired in the Hornets front office.
Really?
Yeah. He worked for Michael Jordan for a while.
Michael hired an Adidas person?
I don't think he hired him from Adidas.
Oh, okay,
he was doing other stuff before that. But then he was in the front office when they drafted Noah Von Ley. And then they all got fired. Nice man, though, Francis Williams. Wonderful guy. Some phone lines available, 404-726-0929. Tinker is in Kennesaw. Hello, Tinker.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Tink, what's going on? How's your injuries?
They're doing good. My fingers are healing up pretty good. My legs, it's getting better, but I think it's still going to take a couple more days, though.
What's going on,
buddy? But no, I'm feeling good, though. We're out here still getting it done.
That's all that matters. What you got, man?
Hey, over to Saturday, coming out of the house, going to go across the driveway, come across the copperhead. Ooh. Unfortunately, I had to take him out because I can't have the copperhead in the backyard with the two dogs and a pig. If it was a non-poisonous snake, I'd have just took him to the wood line. I was just questioning this. What kind of person are y'all? A good snake, dead snake, and all that? Or would you, a non-poisonous snake, you leave alone? Or what would you do?
Well, thank you, Tinker.
Well, consider that I've caught two snakes.
Yeah, you
with
are.
My bare hand.
You are a snake
wrangler.
Yes,
I've caught two snakes with my bare hands. All right, and we have the evidence. You can look over how you want to. Hey, put it back in.
But so you're the right one.
Poke
to
your head
ask.
Back over there. But yeah, I caught two. My wife has them both documented. All right, it ain't about the poisons of it. My family is safe from these snakes. All right, most important thing. All right.
I don't think I would know the difference between a poisonous snake and a non-poisonous snake. How do you tell?
I don't know.
So venomous.
Well, yeah, but I understand what the poison is.
No, it's venomous, not poisonous.
Okay, sorry.
Plants are poisonous. Snakes are venomous.
Okay, so how would you know if a snake was venomous?
Really, Bo?
They have a really. They have a diamond-shaped head.
Okay.
Venomous snakes.
Venomous snakes.
To get close enough to look at their eyes, but they do have cat-looking like eyes and not solid black eyes.
Okay.
But look at the head is the biggest way.
Okay. Now, I do like the
round
idea.
Head, not venomous, diamond-shaped head.
So I'm sitting there like, babe, what shape is his head?
Yes.
Okay.
I like the idea, though, of Tinker being like, had it not been a venomous snake, I would have just put it back at the tree line and let it go about its life.
Right.
Kind of like, that's good, like, humanitarian.
Yeah, but Tink,
I wouldn't know.
But Tink,
I wouldn't
know. Yeah, no, Tink got there. I'm killing everything. I'm just going to tell you. I don't want to take no chances. Because if it's one, it's another. You know how I am by sending messages to
right.
his boys.
Right. You kill one, everybody knows.
Everybody knows. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I need to.
They say the snakes, though, they're good to keep the rodents away.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
So am I.
I want to get, like, an outdoor cat.
So we.
Where do you get an outdoor cat? With? I don't want to have any responsibilities whatsoever.
We have those.
You want one to, like, just come to you?
Miss Libby has them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miss Libby has outdoor cats.
All you got to do is feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
If there's neighborhood cats that roam around,
there
if you
aren't.
Feed them, they'll come by your house.
It'll get the food. Just provide the water.
But they're always around.
I mean,
you see them on the camera all the time.
Really?
Her cats, you see them on the camera. And they be at night.
That's great. Because
yeah.
you know what they're doing. They're hunting rats and
yeah.
mice and stuff like that.
Now, you need to be prepared for them to bring gifts to you and then Boone to bring
That's
said
fine.
Gift inside.
Boone brings a chipmunk to the back door multiple times a year.
A like, live one or a dead one?
A dead one.
Okay.
I think he doesn't know.
Well, he's at
sure.
the same level.
He doesn't know, but yeah, I don't know. We've been pretty good on rats, though, for like a year. Remember Ratpocalypse
yes.
last year? That wasn't any good. I'm in there with my boots on in the middle of the night and a sand wedge trying to hunt a rat out underneath the oven. All right, Walter's in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
What's going on, guys? How y'all holding up?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, listen, I don't want to seem crazy,
uh-oh.
But I've been thinking about this. Come on, seriously, I've been thinking about this for a solid minute, just dealing with the whole NIL situation, right? And the whole, you know, all the transfer portal and stuff. Would it not make sense to have a remake of Blue Chips? I know people are tired of the whole remake idea, but dadgummit, first of all, Blue Chips is an underrated classic when we talk about sports classics.
I love that movie.
Agree.
But, I love it.
Agree. Love the movie.
But I think like that should be something that we should all look into. And side note, my favorite album I just realized today that I like to listen to in the gym is CeeLo Green and his Perfect Imperfection.
Nice.
Right.
Which one do y'all have a favorite album of what y'all can listen to from front to back while y'all in the gym?
Thank you, Walter.
Not while I'm in the gym because I don't go in there.
I just got a mix.
Yeah, I don't go in there.
My gym mix is a lot of different artists.
Yeah.
Stuff to get you hyped.
Because
you know?
I saw
you
want
to get pumped up.
Andy, I saw this debate. People were talking about like albums that you could listen to, no skips.
Yeah,
like
no skips. Yeah.
No skips. I'm like, I have plenty of them. My favorite no skip album is the first 112.
Okay.
The first 112 is like you don't got to skip it. It's banging all the way through.
Which is this? Is that
Cupid?
Cupid's on
yes.
that one.
Yeah,
I had that album.
That's just a banger all the way through.
That's great.
Listen all to them. Yeah,
I had the single. Remember when they used to do singles?
Yes.
And you just get like one song and then another song you didn't want.
Yes. No.
It?
Or the instrumental.
Or the instrumental.
Yeah. Or the instrumental. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Get the instrumental on there sometimes.
Yeah.
God, that was great. I don't know if you need to remake Blue Chips,
no.
but like. An NIL era Blue Chips type movie, That sounds great. I'm sure somebody's already working on that.
I'm trying to figure
like,
out.
Like, with all the craziness going on right now.
I love Blue Chips.
Dude, Blue Chips, Neon Boudreaux.
Neon Boudreaux?
Neon like, Boudreaux. Is it Boudreaux? What is
they
it?
They went down to the swamp to find this man.
It's dunking on everybody.
Yeah. Dunking on that big, thick rim.
That thick
like,
rim.
Like a toilet seat.
They had to have a thick rim so he wouldn't rip it off.
Yeah, like damn toilet seat.
And that's how him and Penny met.
Yes.
Like, they were working out on that movie. They were like, draft that guy.
Yes.
Get us him. And then, what could have been? They had some good moments. Hell what could have been? All right, Andrew and Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. So first off, I want to give you credit for talking about kind of like back office stuff like within the NBA, because I feel like a lot of us like casual fans don't really understand how this process works. And I listened to Landry's presser yesterday and he just sounded really jovial, which, you know, not being successful over these past couple of years doesn't sound, it's not what you want to hear from your GM.
Right, right.
But perhaps he already knew what the outcome was going to be today. So I just wanted to share that. And then I have a completely unrelated question. If you were to be reincarnated as an animal, what would you come back as? And I'll just give you my three real quick.
You said an animal.
An animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Florida Panther for me, because I'm from Miami. Okay. Octopus and killer whale.
Okay. Okay.
I'll leave you with that.
Oh, man. I need to come back as something that don't get eaten.
Yeah, I need them on the top. I'm getting pretty used to being on the top of the food chain.
Not get eaten or shot, but don't bother nobody.
You don't want hunted.
Like a dolphin. No, people don't mess with dolphins.
Only really bad
you've,
people.
You've kind of been a dolphin.
I have been a dolphin.
You were. That'd be the second time you were a dolphin.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well done, Abe. I want to be something fast.
I want to be something that flies. They don't get shot down.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, something that flies.
Like
don't get
a bald
shot.
Eagle.
Yeah.
Because you're not poachers everywhere, though. Bald eagle would be a great
but you're not allowed to shoot an eagle,
or
right?
Or owls. No, you're not supposed to, but they do. So.
Did you say an owl?
Oh, owls are beasts.
What a boring-ass bird.
No, sir.
It's a night owl. You like being up at night.
I know, but that's a boring-ass.
No. Who said?
What do they do?
No.
They hunt.
Owls are serious predators.
Hang on.
Owls will take the chihuahua out of the backyard.
I know you know a lot about owls. I want to know why Randy thinks owls are boring.
They're boring.
That's what I want to know.
All they do is who?
Is it because in the lollipop commercial, the owl was a dork?
It might have something to do with it. It might have something to do with that. I mean, like, the coolest owl in the world is Big Boys.
Yo, yeah.
Big Boy's owl.
He
is
like
cool as
hell. He breeds owls.
Yeah, I didn't know
He's
that.
An owl breeder.
I remember when
it's cool enough for him.
I remember when I was coming up, they had the God, what was the name of that kid? Because they did dogs too.
Okay.
That's a different one. That's a different one. But yeah, they used to do all that because my partner bought a pretty dog from my Big Boy.
I think he still does that.
He does that still? Yeah. They are pretty beautiful.
You know,
I don't see
a lot. I follow him on Instagram just because why wouldn't you? And I see owl stuff. I don't see as much of the dog stuff.
Yeah, but no, I think owls are boring.
What a great opinion. Do you have any sort of like association with hearing an owl? Like if you hear an owl at night, does that mean anything to you? I ask that to say, in my wife's family, when they hear an owl at night, they think that means someone they love is going to die.
Really?
So when my wife hears an owl, it's a full panic at our house
Smyrna
every
got
single
owl?
Time.
They got owls in Smyrna?
Not really.
Oh.
But we used to live over there on North Druid Hills, and there was some owls over there. We saw one of the biggest owls I've ever seen in my life. Just in the wild. It was crazy. But like in North Carolina, we hear them all the time. So I just always have to lie and be like, that wasn't an owl.
Oh.
And then she'll Google it and be like, it was a screech owl. It's like, no, it wasn't
I wouldn't
an owl.
Be able to tell you when an owl does anything other than whoo.
I know, but they hear it at night and they're like, well, that means now, you know, Aunt Carol's going to die. It's like, well, no, not necessarily. That's just an owl hooted, you know?
When I hear them, I think there's a rabbit about to die.
Yeah, something. Not your loved one. But seriously, it's like a full breakdown, like a full, like, issue every time we hear an owl.
Woo!
There's a lot of owls out there. All right, DJ's in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Randy, man, I seen you this weekend on social media doing the home improvement stuff, man. My wife tried to get me doing the same thing.
But the best thing about it was, dog, I got out there yesterday about 7:30. 7:30 in the morning, got out there, and I was done by 1. But yeah, hell yeah, I have an idea cleaning everything.
My question is, have y'all ever gotten into a home improvement project and thinking it was going to be something simple, and then halfway you're like, man, I need to call somebody. What was it?
Anything she buys from IKEA. Yeah.
That sounds like every project, to be honest. Like, does anyone
that
ever
is every
equally
you don't always have to call somebody, but Every project starts like that. It's like, oh, I know what we're going to do. This will be easy. And then you're midway through it. It's like, God, this isn't easy at all.
No, Christmas Eve.
It's terrible.
Christmas Eve.
Right.
Every night. Every father's worst nightmare building some Christmas Eve. Yeah, like, I'm like, let me. The guy who came over and did one of the kids, like, big old car things, I was, like, trying to get him to come that night. I was like, I know you got kids. I don't care.
Be here
at 2 o'clock. Hey, bring their stuff too.
Yeah, we can do it together.
We can do it together.
Or you can do it. Yeah, and you I'll can do watch. It.
Yeah.
Billy is in Cartersville. Hey, Billy.
Hello, guys. Great show today.
Thanks, Billy.
I just wanted to ask Randy, you know, if he would ever consider going down. It's a part-time job as a stake preacher. And if he could be a sick preacher for the Dolphins and shake the team up, it's his alma mater. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
All right. I can be a preacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I
preach every day.
I preach every day. But now, I won't say it's easy or nothing like that because it takes words to deliver the word of God, you know. But I mean,
was yesterday the Super Bowl for preachers? Is Easter the Super Bowl?
Easily.
I think it is, right?
It is because
it's the biggest one.
Because
Christmas.
What is the jump in percentage of people going yesterday?
I'll say yesterday was the only time we've ever had to sit in the balcony.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We go every Sunday. Like, we had to sit in the balcony.
And my whole thing is like this because do you think you're going to be saved faster? By just going to Easter, church on Easter?
Christmas and Easter.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
Like, better than nothing,
does that get you because that don't get you a free pass through the pearlies.
I think people think it's a six-month pass.
No.
You go for Easter.
If I die tomorrow.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm covered for six. Yeah. Then you go for Christmas. Yeah. Then you're good. And then you sneak one more. Like, maybe your cousin gets baptized. You know what I mean?
How many guys with pink shirts on yesterday at church?
A lot.
Okay.
I had a pink tie on.
I know. Look, y'all look good.
We pretty go. Good. We all right, let's get takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Show ends at the same time every day.
Andy is a jump rope guy now.
I am. I'm going to go jump rope right now at the YMCA. Owls are boring.
Yes.
That was a great take, by the way. You can't have a copperhead in the backyard with two dogs and a pig. And hey, if a dude's going to give it to you like that, ride him until it's cold.
Jumping is good for the soul, also the calves.
Yes.
And find a damn Bob.
It's making life a lot easier.
Get us a Bob. Ideally a Bob Myers. All right, Dukes and Bell next.